Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday going down December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett.
Yeah.
Announcement made this morning on the Daily Mix Morning Show. An all-star lineup, one wonderful acoustic night of great tunes. Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown taking the stage. Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth. All part of that one show, one night, Friday night, December the 12th.
That's very cool, man. And yes, they're all doing acoustic. Which
now, as far as the tickets go, pre-sale starts on Wednesday. I'll last through Thursday. Then the general on-sale tickets begin Friday, this Friday at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
So all the details at KISW.com. What happened that wasn't supposed to happen that day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, DJ. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So this happened about, I don't know, 8 years ago. Sitting up pretty late at the house with my better half and getting ready for a trip, drive across a couple of states, do a work inspection at an offsite area. And, you know, just one of those kind of last minute packing, looking, see when you can miss kind of stuff, and getting pretty late at night and starting to storm out a bit. And the lights kind of flicker off and then back on. Of course, we both look at each other and go, oh, shoot, let's go turn off all the big electronic stuff so it doesn't get, you know, hurt on it, because power's probably going to go out again. And sure enough, we're rummaging around trying to turn stuff off, and the power goes off again. So we're just sitting there in the dark in our back room, and basically the wind is kind of kicking up, and I hear some hail on the roof. I'm like, oh, shoot, it's hailing outside. Although I got the car parked outside, I got one, but it doesn't sound too bad. And then it just starts getting a little bit louder, a little louder, kind of like a train. You're standing kind of next to the track, and it just gets louder and louder and louder. And then suddenly the window to that room explodes in.
Oh.
Sending glass everywhere. Big chunk of wood came through the window. I grab my better half. We start trying to head out of the room toward the hallway, toward a bathroom or a tub or something. And as we leave that room, there's another room just across the way that we keep the door shut. The air pressure in that room exploded, and the door blew off the hinges towards us and impaled in the wall next to us.
Jesus.
And from there, I kind of just backed up. We laid down on the ground in a corner. Found out it was a tornado.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Right.
How about that?
And this was also in North Carolina, where the area had never heard of tornadoes for the past 10 years before I even got the house there.
How long does the tornado last, in your case, where everything's blowing around and all this kind of stuff?
3 weeks in your brain. That's how long it lasts.
And now,
it may have been 30 seconds. I don't know.
Whatever they say, it's like a once in a 100 year event or some crap like that. It's a lie.
Yeah, that's BS.
Yeah.
Once in a 100 year flood. Once in a.
Wait, you said that last year. Come on.
Yeah.
At least twice a year.
You know, you know how you could have prevented that? You could have prevented that by putting up tornado shutters or something like that.
Right.
Because as soon as you spend 10 grand on your place, a tornado would never even hit it.
Nope.
I mean, not that it would work.
It is crazy there's tornadoes in that part of the country, though.
I know. I was watching a tornado show last night, and basically they describe it almost word for word like you did. Everyone says the train. They say it just keeps getting louder. You're not. Now, some of these people, they lived in Tornado Alley. There's also Dixie Alley. Did you know that, Ted?
I did not.
So there's Tornado Alley, which is exactly where you think it is. Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, this kind of thing. And they're talking to this meteorologist out of Alabama.
I was going to say, it's got to be
Bama.
Yeah,
Mississippi. That place
and,
gets
well,
killed.
He was like, hey, man, this wasn't always our M.O., but because basically Oklahoma gets all the credit for it. But he said this is called the Dixie Alley, and it's all those southern states.
It's Highway 10.
Basically, that's what he covered. And he was just like, look, he goes, you know, the thing is, in Oklahoma, people are kind of prepared for tornadoes because they're aware it's going to happen, but they don't have the infrastructure in place to do anything. So he said it's weird. Like, they have all these mobile homes there. And he explained most of the problem. It's not like the wind just blows them off the foundation. It's that there's air pockets between the bottom of the mobile home and the foundation. And
it's so it's picking them up.
He goes, everyone keeps thinking they're getting blown over. It's like, it's not that. The tornado actually lifts it up and then throws this thing like a rock. He's like, I don't know why they keep building those. And it's like, most of our houses are not that. And then they show this devastation. And it's like, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? He was like, this building, complete cement. And this thing was obliterated. But yeah, he was like, basically, he's imploring like Oklahoma, Nebraska, like, stop the mobile home thing.
Yeah. Man. I mean, I've been close. Like, there was like tornadoes that were in the area. It didn't hit where I was.
Yeah.
But same thing. It's like you've seen thunderstorms where it gets dark. But man, those tornado clouds, it is not a joke.
Well, that's a weird thing about
it. It is like dark, dark.
Do you remember the it killed like two people, three people?
Yes, it was in
College Park, Maryland. That's where UW played.
It picked up this car and slammed it into one of the dormitories, and there was two girls in it, and they passed. But I mean, it was like six floors up that it slammed in.
Think about that.
Yes.
The tornado did not hit them. The tornado picked up the car and threw it at their ass.
I mean,
hell,
my buddy Bernie, right?
Yeah.
He was a year ahead of me at DeMatha, so he would have been a freshman at Frostburg State University in 2000, right? In 2002, they had a hurricane that went through that town. And he was like, man, when I was there, I remember the one teacher was like, basically like, you have a better chance of winning the lottery than a tornado ever coming through here. And then 2 years later, one did.
Yeah. Yep,
because it's the mountains. So you would think it'd have to be flat, but it's not.
Well, look, I'm not here to argue whether climates change.
Yeah.
Right? And that stuff has just started, and it's crazy. Even some of the thunderstorms, what do they call them now?
Microburst.
Yeah. And some of those thunderstorms, those thunderstorms on the East Coast were scary to death already, but he was like, everybody's like, these are even worse.
Well, look what happened in Texas. Look what happened in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
That stuff comes quick.
Yeah.
You know,
real quick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and look, it's easy to sit here and go, Oklahoma, you silly people. You know, we're like, oh,
it doesn't matter where you are.
Right. We sit on a fault line. Like, there's
we're sitting next to volcanoes.
Right,
like,
Mother Nature has something that can mess you up wherever you live, right? If you live in the, you live in Florida, Texas, right? You got to deal with hurricanes. Texas, you got to deal with heat.
If it's Australia, they're like, it's just the animals.
Right. Something's going to get you. You know
monsoons,
what I mean?
Think about when you go to ocean shores or Long Beach or, you know, Cannon Beach.
Yeah.
I mean, you're one slip fall away from all of a sudden a big ass wave coming your way.
Where is nature its most pleasant? Like, where on this earth you go, like, look, maybe
San Diego.
Earthquakes? I'm trying to think, where can you go?
San Diego.
I don't know, because that's what I'm saying. Mother Nature wins. I think it's just a mountain.
It wins, but like San Diego, like, you know there's earthquakes, you don't sweat it, but you're also going to have the forest fires every year. You're in Southern California, right? As a guarantee, that's going to have nothing to do with raking leaves. That is just what's going to happen. Same thing's going to happen up in BC. We know this, right? So, like, where is Mother Nature like, I don't hate you?
I mean, here's not that bad. Like, granted, we got, you know, the big old pimple over there that's about to go off. But
right, but that's one of those, I'll hedge my bets on a volcano.
Right, and I think that that's where you sit, as far as, like, hedging your bets on, is Mother Nature going to F me?
But you got the earthquake potential, and mudslides, and forest fires. We definitely get those.
What would happen in the event of a tsunami that comes through the strait, and then just basically takes over the Puget Sound?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's areas downtown that they're saying are going to be 15 feet underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pioneer Square. Those areas.
So if you get the Second Avenue, you're fine.
Obviously, yeah. Valor Locks are fine. Right? He's got a lock system. But for the most part, you know, that's, who knows?
Yeah, right.
I can't think of a place.
There's still earthquakes.
I guess Alaska, maybe? It's just cold.
That's just frigid temperatures,
right,
man.
But I mean, you know.
Alaska will kill you all by itself.
Right.
What happened that wasn't supposed to happen that day? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.